Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the solemnity of the ascension of our Lord into heaven, who precedes us then to where he calls us also to be. The Lord in his lifetime called disciples to himself with the words, "Come follow me." But did he mean, "Come follow me" only to the gates of Jerusalem, or only to the earthly temple, or only to the cross? He said, "Come follow me, for where I am, there also shall you be." He said, "I go before you to prepare a place for you. Come follow me." To follow Jesus Christ means to follow, to walk in his footsteps, to follow the path that he laid out for us. And we know that that path is a path of service, of prayer, of intercession for others, of suffering, of loving God's creatures, particularly the sons of Adam, that he himself came in the flesh to save. To follow Christ means to love him and to obey him, to follow his commands, principally, love one another as I have loved you. And if we do these things, that leads us to the cross of self-denial, of losing ourself, of falling to the ground and dying as a single grain of wheat, which then bears much fruit. That doesn't sound like too appealing of an invitation. But then, in the feast that we celebrate today, remembering that 40 days prior to this, our Lord rose from the dead, and he was witnessed by many. And then, on this day, 40 days after his resurrection, before a crowd of 500 witnesses on the Mount of Olives, he ascended to heaven. It's not a theory about what happened. It's the witness of the apostles who were there and saw. And then after that, in 10 days, we celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church and the transmission of this faith that we participate in, and which gives us the hope then that we too may follow Christ even to where he is in heaven. St. Paul told us how to have the mindset of the saved, the redeemed, those who are destined also to follow Christ to heaven. In the letter to the Colossians, he writes, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory." So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as St. Paul says, for us to follow Christ means to leave behind the things of this world. We are so attached to what's passing. We ourselves in our bodies are passing. From dust we come, and to dust we shall return. Until then, the resurrection in Christ and the glory that we hope for. So as we are in this passing world, we have a task. We have a task to become imitators of Christ and also missionaries. His last words before he was taken from sight and joined his Father in heaven was, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Our Lord wants us to carry on his mission to call all of those others that haven't yet heard his invitation to follow him, so that all of his creation, his wish and the will of the Father is that all of us should be saved. So brothers and sisters, you and I who have heard this message, let us meditate upon it. Let us accept the cross and follow Jesus then to glory. He went before us. He was seen by his apostles and his disciples who gave witness, and we have this faith. The Blessed Virgin Mary had the faith, and she was assumed into heaven, the first of those to follow Christ. And we too have every hope that we can follow. We just need grace and the assistance of the Mother of God and goodwill, and to pray, as I said, and to meditate on the things above. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is with Christ in heaven, intercede for us and the apostles and all the saints, and may we be faithful and follow Christ to glory in heaven forever. Amen. Praise be Jesus and Mary.